UN officials say a force of 240 peacekeepers from Pakistan, Nepal, and South Africa, backed by Indian helicopters, came under attack while carrying out a cordon and search operation. The attack occurred Tuesday north of Bunia, the main town in the Democratic Republic of Congo's mineral-rich Ituri district. Spokesman Stéphane Dujarric says the operation was aimed at flushing out members and destroying headquarters of a militia known by its French acronym FNI. He says the FNI is believed responsible for last week's killing of 9 UN peacekeepers from Bangladesh.
The operation resulted in the destruction of 2 militia camps, one of them believed to be battalion headquarters for the FNI militia. The operation was part of the UN mission's more robust approach to normalize the situation in Ituri, where local militias have been carrying out premeditated attacks against the local population.
Spokesman Dujarric says the UN mission in Congo has been given what he called a more robust mandate following the killing of the Bangladeshi peacekeepers, but he denied the UN force has orders to attack.
The aim of the operation was not to go out and kill people, but it is the right of UN peacekeepers to return fire when fired upon, and the accounts that we have is that they were fired upon by with mortars and heavy weapons as well, you know, light and heavy weapons including mortars. They defended, they came under attack, they defended themselves.
The Security Council Wednesday condemned the FNI for its role in last week's killing of the Bangladeshi peacekeepers, calling it an outrage. Afterward, Britain's UN Ambassador Emir Jones Parry strongly defended the retaliatory move against the militia.
When you're confronted with people who are fighting you, you have to exercise self-defense and take them out, basically. In those conditions, we would support the UN peacekeepers having a robust posture because they're entitled to self-defense. They're entitled to do what is necessary to carry out the mandate. That's what we expect.
The latest incident comes amid reports that the UN representative in the Congo, William Lacey Swing, is about to resign. The Congo mission has been tarnished recently by charges of sex abuse by peacekeepers. Mr. Swing's departure would be seen as part of a general management shakeup at the world body as it tries to counter damage to its image from a series of scandals. Spokesman Dujarric says Mr. Swing is due in New York shortly to discuss his future with Secretary General Kofi Annan.
There's been quite a lot of changes in the leadership of the mission. Ambassador Swing is on his way here. He was supposed to travel last week. Obviously, that was delayed because it is a very delicate time in the Congo. The leadership changes are ongoing. In the discussions he will have here, there will also be discussion of his own plans, and there will be discussion as to what the timing of any further leadership changes may occur.
Ambassador Swing is credited with instituting a no-tolerance policy after a UN investigation turned up evidence of widespread sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Congo. The probe found some UN peacekeepers have bribed children as young as 12 with milk and eggs in return for sex. There are nearly 11,000 UN troops in the Congo to help keep peace after a civil war. The contingent is the largest among the 60,000 soldiers in the UN peacekeeping force worldwide. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.